Hello everyone. So today I am, or tonight, or what, okay, tonight, let's retry this. Hello everyone. So tonight I'm going to be recording Petals Questions Prepared for Pondering, or the 18 Petaled Flower Questionnaire, or Petals First Questionnaire Number 1. All of those are lovely titles, by the way. And I'm recording this because I already kind of have my setup set up because I just finished recording a script, and also because I haven't done a questionnaire in what feels like forever, and I really love doing questionnaires because I feel like they're kind of weirdly liberating or something. I don't know. I guess maybe I just like talking about myself. Probably that. I don't know. Okay. But before I start rambling, number one, we're starting this. What does your recording editing setup look like? Was it easy for you to figure everything out and learn how to use these things right away? Okay, well, in the beginning of my audio recording thing, I just used a MacBook Pro, and I used the built-in mic, and I used Audacity, and it was very easy to figure out. I just pressed record and used the built-in mic. So, yeah. Since then, I have gotten a Blue Yeti, and I love it so much. Highly recommend. It's a great mic. And currently, right now, my computer is placed as far away from the mic as it can possibly be with the little cord that plugs the mic into the computer, because my computer fans are like whirring away, and I'm reading your questions on my phone. Okay, number two, where do you typically record and what positions do you usually situate yourself in? Usually I sit on my floor because my floor is carpeted and I don't have a mic stand, so if I were to put my mic on a harder surface, then it might like rock around and make lots of like clunk, 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 clunk sounds. So putting it on my carpet really helps because it's a carpet and carpets are magical. And I'm sitting like with my legs doing the Indian thingy. I don't know, what do you call it? That thing. Yeah. Sometimes I sit on my stomach, but not usually. Number three, were you nervous to begin uploading your voice onto GWA? Why or why not? Well, before I recorded on GWA, I recorded on PTA and then later Audio Candy. And on those subreddits, I did a lot of cuddle content, you know, like what you would expect to hear on those subreddits. So moving into the more sexual stuff wasn't a huge jump for me, especially because, I don't know, personally, like, it's all just a way for me to perform, and I love performing, so whatever script I'm doing, it doesn't much matter the content, it's just the fact that I have a script and I'm performing it, and it's just different places to post it rather than the content being a big deal. I feel like I probably said a lot of the same things over and over again just now, but whatever. Number four, what advice would you give to someone who is new and perhaps nervous to the erotic audio game? What do you suggest they do to calm their nerves, and what are the words of encouragement you would give them? Honestly, I would just say to, like, do it. If they want to do it, then, like, go for it, because on a subreddit as big as GWA, there's going to be more than one person that enjoys their content, no matter who they are or what they make. There's going to be someone that enjoys it. And I think that's what most people are worried about. They're worried that no one's gonna like whatever they put out there, or they're worried that they're gonna get slammed by the community or something. And from what I've seen, that's a very rare thing to happen, as long as you're a decent person. So, yeah, just go for it. Do what you want to do, and people will enjoy it. Number five, what is an audio on GWA that you would love to hear but just hasn't happened yet, or done how you would have preferred it for it to have been done? There isn't much, I feel, that hasn't been done. Also, BT Dubs, I'm sorry if you can hear my roommates, like, cooking in the kitchen, because that's a thing. Okay, back to the question, so. I don't feel like there's too much of the things that I'm into that haven't been done, but more, more is always a wonderful thing, and I've always wished that there was more, like, orgasm control and denial posts. Specifically denial. A lot of the denial posts are, most of the ones that I've seen are SIs, which is great, but you know, it'd be awesome if there were more scene-based denial things. And that's about it in the realm of things that I wish existed. So yeah, if you're up to make a good F, wait, no, M for F denial audio, you should do that. Uh-huh. Number 6, you're fuming with anger toward your partner, and suddenly in the middle of your venting, they kiss you. What are your feelings in that moment? Lust, adoration, even more anger? Please explain. I'm not sure. It would depend on what I'm fuming in anger about, and it would probably pretend on how good of a kisser they are. And yeah, it would just depend on the situation. I think I would probably initially feel more angry, because usually when I'm arguing with someone, I want them to take me seriously if I'm like really actually fuming in anger. But I would probably also, you know, react in a way that bodies react to being kissed. So, yeah, I don't know exactly what I would do. I would probably feel angry, but anger is confusing when you're kinky. Number 7, what is a paraphilia or fetish you just don't understand or see any appeal to whatsoever? What's the reason for your answer? There's not too many things that I can't imagine other people being into and liking or something. But this is probably gonna sound really weird, but I don't think I could be in like a 100% vanilla relationship, like ever. Like, I don't know how. It sounds strange. I don't know how people can get, like, turned on if someone's not dominating them, or if they're dominating someone else. Yeah. Maybe I'm crazy. Probably a little. Number 8, what are some minuscule, passive, nearly insignificant actions that someone can do that would make you nearly come right then and there? Oh, that's a good question. Let's see, some kind of major turn-ons, I guess, are people being sort of condescending. Like, if I do something silly or whatever, and then they go like, aw, in a very condescending manner, then yeah, that's a good thing. Number 9, name the most significant point on your sex bucket list and describe it as vividly as you possibly can. That's also a good question. I definitely want to be restrained in some very creative way by someone at some point. And once restrained, I'm not all too picky about what they do or how they do it. But that feeling of helplessness, I guess, pretty nice. And I think being restrained is one of the best ways to bring that out. Number 10. If you choose to remain anonymous on GWA, is it because you're more worried about people in real life finding about your profile, or people on the internet finding you in real life? If you do not choose to remain anonymous, why is that? Well, I do choose to remain anonymous, and it's definitely more about people in real life finding my online life. That sounds absolutely terrifying. Number 11, what was your high school, secondary school experience like? How would you best describe your life, your personality, and your mindset at the time? Oh god, I love this question, and I can't wait to hear other people answer it because it interests me so much. I feel like you can learn so much about a person by hearing about what they were like in high school. I don't know why, it's a huge part of who someone is. For me, I was a band geek. Like, all the way band geek. I played saxophone in the marching band, and I was section leader and woodwind captain, and I made all the honor bands, and my underclassmen, you know, I don't want to brag, but they really liked me, and they would get me presents and stuff, and I would get them presents, and oh god, it was great. It was, band in high school was one of the best things in my life. Probably like the top five. Probably like the top three best. Like, the only reason I'm not saying it's the best thing in my life is because I haven't thought about it enough. But like, I feel like it's the best thing in my life. Kind of. It might be. Yeah, high school band is incredible. As far as academically, I was always on the line of above average and average. Like, I was on the upper end of average, on the lower end of above average, and I kept getting more towards the average side the older I got, and now in college I am very average, I would say. And as far as friends went in high school, I was pretty sociable. I definitely had a friend group, and we would hang out and like do stuff together, but I didn't actually like them very much, so a lot of times I would ditch on things that I was invited to. I was more at home when I was in the band room talking to crowds or shepherding my people. Yeah, and being a leader and stuff like that. That was where I was really home. Number 12, how much have you changed since your 18th birthday? What are some words of wisdom you would give to the new adults of the subreddit? I turned 18 a total of, let's see, 1 month and 25 minus 9 days ago. So in 1 month and 25 minus 9 days ago, I have not changed all that much. Within that time, I have started posting on GWA, so I guess I'm more, my life has become a lot more explicit, dare I say. But yeah, other than that, I'm the same person, so yeah. Number 13, what is your favorite scent? Do you associate it with anything in particular? Does it conjure any sort of nostalgia? If you have a story, feel free to share. I have a lot of favorite scents. I think smells are like one of my favoritest things in the world. And I, as far as like candles go, I like the scents of like sweets and stuff more than like fruity or nature-y smells, just because ironically I feel like the sweets they smell more genuine, or like they smell like what they're supposed to smell like, whereas the fruity smells or the nature-y smells smell very artificial to me. So I like, I don't know, vanilla or pumpkin or cocoa. Is that a smell? I don't know. It probably is somewhere. That sounds like it would smell delicious. I also really love the smell of incense, and I know there's like different smells of incense, but just in general, it's a good smell. And oh my gosh, like last year for Christmas, I bought it in like November. I bought this cinnamon incense, and I was like, I'm not gonna light it, because it had 20 little incense sticks in the box, and I was like, I'm not gonna light it until December starts, so I can do it like all through the December, and it might be cinnamon in December. Yes, that's and I did it, and it was like one of the best Decembers ever, because it was cinnamon, and that's awesome during Christmas. Yeah. Okay, number 14. Name a turnoff, perhaps the smallest, most bearable turnoff to the extensive list you've got, and then name an absolute deal breaker. I almost don't want to say this because I feel like it'll make people not like me anymore. because this is a thing that guys expect in a relationship, even people that like aren't kinky, they expect this, but I don't like blowjobs. They just, they're just kinda, I don't know, I don't want like a dick inside my mouth. That's fortunately though, I'm also into like non-consent, so if someone forces a dick into my mouth, then that's fine. But I know, nah, I'd rather not know. And I think a deal breaker would be someone like coming inside my mouth. I honestly think I would throw up. Like, it wouldn't be like a sexy gag, it would be like me barfing all over your cock. And that would not be sexy at all. So yeah, anyway, moving on. Number 15, you are granted the opportunity to have the most tingly, intense, hair-raising, toe-curling, multiple screaming orgasms sex of your life with one celebrity of your choice. Who the fuck would that be, and why the fuck would that be? How do you imagine them to be in bed? Oh, this is easy. Lee Pace. Oh, Lee Pace. Lee Pace makes my heart flutter. oh my gosh. I can't even talk. Just Lee Pace. Oh my gosh. He's so beautiful. And he's such a good actor. He's such a good, incredible actor that it just makes me, like, want to kneel down and worship him. Oh. Sexually, though, I have no idea what he would be like. Because I don't know him in person, and I don't know if he'd be more of, like, a dom or a sub or what. I could imagine him as both. He's such a good actor that I don't even know what he's like. Oh, so good. Yeah, okay. 16. If you enjoy the word daddy being used in a sexual manner, what is it about it that makes your genitals feel like they're on fire? If you don't enjoy the word being used like that, what is a word you like being called or you like calling others that you really love? And why do you love it? While I definitely do like DDLG, I don't think actually calling someone daddy is like a turn on for me, but it's the feeling of the dynamic and them calling me whatever they call me back that makes me feel good, whether that's little girl or baby girl or just baby or baby doll or whatever. What they call me is what makes my genitals feel like they're on fire, to put it as eloquently as Baby Petal did. As far as other things that I like being called, well, you can put little in front of pretty much anything and I'll like it, like little slut, little whore, little whatever. Kitten is very good, and pet. Yeah, all those. 17. Are you more confident / bold or shy / nervous in your audios than you are in real life? Or are you about the same? Which character-based audio of yours would you consider most representative of yourself? I'm quite timid and shy and stuff. So I would say in audios, even the ones where I'm playing a more timid person, they're all a lot more assertive than I am in real life. The ones where you'd find something the most like me are probably like my cuddle audio content on Audio Candy or PTA, because most of those are legitimately based off of myself, the character. A lot of my GWA stuff is scripted, and so it's not really me playing me, it's me playing who I think the author is trying to write. So yeah. 18. A spell is cast on you by a sadistic sexy sex witch where you must choose between the following: have an intense sporadic 10-minute orgasm every hour, or have your genitals stimulated once for no longer than 1 minute every 365 days and have an incredibly weak orgasm. Which do you choose and why? Ugh. I would go with the second one, the having your genitals stimulated once for no longer than 1 minute every 365 days and having an incredibly weak orgasm. Partly because, you know, denial is a thing that I like, and partly because having an orgasm every hour would just... No. And that's the end of this questionnaire. So, I hope you guys enjoyed. That was my first ever, like, explicit questionnaire. So, yeah, I'm nervous about posting already. I hope I actually do post it because it felt good to do another questionnaire. And, comment and talk to me and I'll talk back and things will be great, and that's how you make friends. See you guys later. I hope you have a fantastic night or morning or afternoon or evening or lunch time. Bye bye. See you later.